Let's do this here thing.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
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 Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
I feel great.
Great.
This is fantastic. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Where'd all that cocaine go you brought over?
What?
Oh, boy. You want to talk about your first movie then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk about it.
Please.
Hey, I'll talk about it, everybody. Hi, I'm Tim. Today, my first movie is The Hateful Eight.
Whoa.
We're going to The Hateful Eight. We're going to that land.
I've heard of this movie.
Yeah, you've talked a lot about this movie, so it's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's from 2015. I watched it on May 6th as well. Man, I got to stop double down on these movies. IMDb,
this is long, too.
Yeah, it is. I watched the regular version, not the new extended cut.
I was going to ask you.
Nah. So this is 2 hours, 48 minutes for the regular release version of it. Crime, drama, mystery.
Western.
Western, yes, exactly. Directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, some schmuck. Starring Samuel L. Jackson, Kurt Russell, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh, no, wait, that's the guy who directed Space Clown, Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He had a shaky cam.
Yep. Yep.
And Walton Goggins. I love Walton Goggins. He's so fucking good in this movie. He's so good.
Oh, my God.
He's the best part of this movie. I don't care what anybody says.
There's so many good parts of this movie, and I wouldn't argue with you that he's one of the best parts for
sure. He's so good in everything. Walton Goggins, get at me.
Oh, please.
You're the best.
He is the best.
Ever. I'll tell everybody. Movie summary. In the dead of a Wyoming winter, a bounty hunter and his prisoner find shelter in a cabin currently inhabited by a collection of nefarious characters.
Dun, dun, dun.
And nefarious they are. So, if you are like always, there's people that are on the fence about Tarantino, not just people who think his movies are too damn long. This movie, if you can get around the colorful language, I think this is one of his more approachable movies.
I agree. It sounds scary when you're like, this is nearly 3 hours long. It's a Western.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with you. There is some troubling language in here.
But it's of its time.
And there's some troubling subject matter that revolves around Samuel L. Jackson's genitals.
That's true.
Other than that,
if you can get around Sammy J's genitals,
that's right.
That's a sentence I wanted to say.
You can enjoy the heck out of this movie. I think
Walton Goggins plays a Southern hick again.
Oh my God,
I love him being typecast as that, because
yeah,
he just does it so well.
Oh my God, he's so good in this movie. He's so despicable. You never know where you stand on him,
and you kind of go back and forth with him.
It's
You're like,
great.
Well, I know he's a bastard, but
oh, it's so good. And he's like, oh, there's so many parts where he's so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
When at the end, there's some minor spoilers ahead, because duh, it's a fucking movie podcast.
Duh, you loser.
Yeah, Jesus.
Whoa, P's and
damn
Q's.
Damn it.
P's and Q's.
God damn it. He's going to hear me.
Oh,
again.
No. We're done.
Yep. Hang on. I got to go to the office. Hang on.
Come in. All right. You don't want to act it out? Okay.
No, I was just going to pretend weird. I was going to go.
All right. Well, let's do that. I'll edit that out.
Okay. All right.
Come in. Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, I mean, you really gotta tone it down a bit. Yeah. Okay. All right, you can go back and finish then. You can finish. It's okay. Yeah. Got that guy. Oh, is it still on? I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, I made it back.
Oh,
so,
good.
The part where.
So dumb, I love it.
The part where he's all confident after Samuel Jackson calls him over when he has everybody else up against the wall, and he's like, hey, finally believe me, huh? He's like, I don't know about that, but your dumbass is about to drink that coffee. And, if you were involved, you wouldn't have done that. And he's like, oh, yeah. Just like his reaction to it is brilliant. And at the end where Daisy Domergue is kind of pleading with him and like offers him the deal, and he's like, hang on, I want to hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
And then it does like the slow-mo Samuel L. Jackson like, you're gonna take the deal?
Yeah, it's so good.
It's so good. And you believe it too, because he has like the look on his face. He's like, oh my God, he's gonna fuck him over.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. That movie's, he is so good in that movie.
We just need like an hour-long show like every week of Walton Goggins just playing a despicable human being.
It'd be so great. He should like do terrible things to people. Like it's like, watch as he lights an orphanage on fire. And it's like, you'd be like, this is so good.
They're all on fire.
Yeah. Oh my God. And he's loving it.
Orphans.
Yeah.
They won't be missed.
No, there's no parents to miss them.
No. Got dark.
I got to go back to the office. Hang on.
Yep. Are we doing this again? Oh boy. All right, well, listen, this is the last time this episode. I understand things happen. You got a little excited. It's Walton Goggins, I understand. It's Walton Goggins. I like Walton Goggins, and boy, the language, you know? Mrs. Jesus doesn't like it very much. but we're not allowed to talk about that. No. All right. Well, you can go back. All right.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, good, good. I'm glad. I don't know how you got out of that one.
So he's a pretty forgiving person.
It's kind of his MO.
It is.
So, IMDb score, 7.8. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 74%, 320 critics. 76% out of 72,000 blah, blah, blah people. I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I think it's fair.
I love this movie.
It's great.
I love it. It's, I forget, is it my favorite Tarantino? I've forgotten already what I've done said.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Said it.
You don't have to, you don't have to remember, because if you just go over to How Good Is That?
Ah.
Season 3?
Yeah.
The Quentin Tarantino episode, and there's a Hateful Eight episode, and the ranking episode at the very end, and we go over all this in great detail.
Ooh, you could get even more Goggins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all stroke him pretty good.
Walton Goggins, if you want to be stroked really good.
Check out How Good Is That.
Check out How Good Is That.
Or just, you know, invite me to your house. I'll come over.
Yeah, it seems worth it.
Yeah, I'd give him an HJ if you let me hang out with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to call you the nastiest names.
That's whatever.
It's the only way he can come.
That's cool. I'm down. Just got to watch where that ejac goes. That's all I'm saying.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
What, the ejac?
The ejac.
That's what I call it.
All right.
Got to keep that ejac. You know, got to watch that.
Got to watch your ejac.
Watch your ejac. Come on.
Cover your eyes.
Yep.
Not in the hair.
Close your eyes and your mouth. So here we go.
The rails. I can't even find them.
Yeah. So I didn't write down what this movie's called.
Oh, man. What could it be?
You know what? I don't know. But I watched it. It's from 2014. I watched it, and I actually know what it is. I didn't write it down, though.
I do know what it is as well. I know what it is.
It is 1 hour and 32 minutes. I'm just going to keep skipping calling something. It is a thriller horror movie. No surprise there.
It sure is.
It is called, what is it called? Out of the Darkness?
Out of the Dark.
Out of the Dark?
That's what I got written
down. Okay. Something like that. It's got Julia Stiles in it. It's got Steven Rea in it, who you would know from the V for Vendetta movie.
Ah.
It was directed by, it's very Spanish name. It's got the double L, so I think you have to kind of it looks like Luis, but there's the double L in front. So that's a tricky one. And then his last name is Quiles. I don't know. Who knows? Sorry about that.
Quiles.
Feller. The summary of this movie is a family moves to Colombia to take over operation of a manufacturing plant, and they learn that their new home is haunted by ghosts.
Ooh.
My thoughts on the movie is it's pretty successful at being tense, but not all the time. There's not a whole lot for the actors to do in this one. Kind of a waste of, you know what I mean, more commanding performers. The idea is really interesting, and there's a really positive message in the movie about how we treat other human beings, especially in third world countries and things like that. But overall, I don't think there's enough movie here to really carry it. So kind of a failure on the whole, but not a movie you'd feel bad you watched.
Okay.
IMDb gave it a 4.8 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critics were a little harsh on this one with 24%. 21 critics went on board for that. The audience was even harsher and gave it a 23%.
Wow.
I gave it a 4.
Hmm.
So kind of in the middle of all those scores, I guess, ish. More leaning towards the higher number. But I think it's a good movie because it gives a positive message. It's got some parts that are legitimately a little tense. But for the most part, it's kind of eh. And the ending's a little like, whatever. Like, you feel good about the ending, but you're still kind of just like, yeah, that's it, huh? So
that's a tough sell, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's I say it falls flat for the most part, but it's not a bad movie.
I think at the end of the year, we should do which one of our each letter grade you should actually watch. Like, what's our best 4? What's our best 5?
That's interesting. Maybe. That's not bad. Like an end of the year shootout kind of thing.
Yeah. What's our best 0?
Huh.
Oh, well, there's, no.
We don't mention the 0. They don't even deserve to be spoken of again.
That's fair.
Because, man, woof. Don't make me get you to get the soapbox.
I'll get it. I can't see the rails, buddy. I'll get that soapbox again.
It's right over there.
Oh. Okay, then.
So how about this next one?
Hey, this next one is going to surprise you.
Ooh.
Because it's old.
Okay.
It's from 1962.
Okay.
I don't always go old, but when I do, it's from 1960. Anyways.
Oh, I thought you were saying when I do, it's, and then the name of the movie.
Nope.
good enough.
The name of the movie is The Magic Sword.
Okay.
I watched this on May 8th. The IMDb minutes are 1 hour 20 minutes, which is long for 1962, if you ask me.
The minutes were longer in 1962.
The minutes were longer. Yeah, it was like 65 seconds.
With inflation, weird. If you figure it all out.
Oh.
1962 minutes.
It was a different time back then.
That's right.
Genre is adventure, drama, fantasy, directed by Burt I. Gordon.
Okay.
Starring Basil Rathbone.
Whoa.
Yes.
Love Basil Rathbone.
Estelle Winwood and Gary Lockwood.
Interesting.
The son of a sorceress armed with weapons, armor, and a magically, and oh, I'm sorry, and six magically summoned knights embark on a quest to save a princess from a vengeful wizard.
You know, I think it's funny that it's like, what do you got on you? I got weapons, I got armor. Oh, and those six other dudes.
Those six dudes.
Yeah. Like, what do you think you mentioned the six other That's fantastic.
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting take. Like, it's an older movie, so there's not like a million sword and sorcery movies at this point, but at least decent ones. This hits a lot of your basic RPG fantasy kind of elements. If it's in color, I don't know, but I watch it in black and white.
Okay.
The sorceress character is pretty over the top and fun. She's like, you know, she says some terrible things. And,
sure.
She's just like, well, you're kind of a shitty human being. I don't think you're going to get to go meet that princess. He goes, but if I go meet her, I'm pretty sure she would fall in love with me madly. And so he's like, I know, I'll quest.
I wish I had that level of confidence.
Oh my God, this kid. And so the sorceress mother is the key to him getting these magical artifacts. And he magically makes the six knights appear and they go on a quest. Now, here's what I like about it. The special effects are pretty cool for their time.
Nice.
There is some cool things that are done. Sometimes you think these knights are gonna buy it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And it's just like, it's almost like he's throwing them in these awful scenarios so he can just kind of keep going.
Interesting.
There's another character who is hired by the king of the castle to go get her, to get the princess back from, I believe Basil Rathbone was the evil wizard.
Okay.
It's a blur, some of this stuff. It's just, it moves so weird. It's a weird kind of pacing, but I enjoy it. It feels like I'm watching a bunch of like half hour episodes. Okay. Almost, is how it felt to me. Basically, the high point, the most fun I had was at the end where there's talk of a dragon and I'm like, oh, dragon.
Yeah.
Practical effects dragon.
That'd be sweet.
I can't wait. It was a practical effects dragon. It's not great, but that's it's okay. Fun.
Yeah.
It is so fun because they're on this castle. I mean, I don't know how big it was. I don't know like if this was a model. It looked pretty huge. I don't know which, I don't know if they used tiny castle, if they used real castle, if they made a big giant thing. Like, I honestly could not tell.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It might be mostly because of black and white, which that's benefited okay. them.
Yeah.
It did shoot fire.
Nice.
It had a lot of cool, like, basically, this movie's okay. It's very run-of-the-mill sword sorcery fare, even though it was kind of newer for its time, and it is a fresh take on it. But it's stuff by this point in the year 2000-something, XX. I don't know.
Podcasts are timeless.
Oh, that's right. In the year 4000s-ish, XX, you know, you've seen it all already.
Yeah.
So I just had fun watching the special effects, watching the knights go through awful, terrible shit, and him just kind of be like, huh, I've got five magical knights, and keep going.
Oh, jeez.
So, it's not great, but it was serviceable and fun, and I think you should watch it, Max, just to see these effects.
Yeah.
And tell me if you can pick apart anything.
Cool.
Easily. Maybe see if there's a color version. It would probably help with deciphering things. So, IMDb gave it a 4.6. Rotten Tomatoes critically gave it a 33%. That's six people. Rotten Tomato audience gave it 26% out of 1,000 some odd people. So I just think people aren't into old movies anymore, man.
I think that's fair.
Because I gave it a 5.
Yeah.
I think it's totally watchable, and I think it's fine.
I know a lot of people who will not watch a movie in black and white, just flat out. Like, I refuse to watch movies in black and white.
I don't get it.
Insane. Insane. You're insane.
I grew up on it. I get it, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're doing it for a reason, sure. Or like if it's an older movie that just wasn't made in color, like why would you dismiss something because it's
right.
This isn't in color? Like, get out of here. Get out of here.
People are dumb.
Yeah,
people
stupid.
Dumb. Stupid people.
Anyway.
Take us home, buddy.
1985.
Ooh.
You remember that year?
I do. I was 3.
Okay. I was not born yet.
Okay.
But this movie came out in that year. It's called Return of the Living Dead.
Bum, bum, bum.
So I watched this in, I'm going to assume it's May. It is 1 hour and 31 minutes long. It is a horror movie. It was directed by writer of Alien, Dan O'Bannon.
Yeah.
It stars Clue Gallagher. It stars Linnea Quigley. And there's a bunch of other people in it too, believe it or not.
Whoa.
The summary is two men unleash a gas that brings dead flesh back to life, and a group of punks and the men who work at the warehouse have to struggle to survive as an outbreak spreads.
Okay.
So this movie is extremely popular in horror, like once you get into like, you know, people who are into horror,
right.
This movie is very highly spoken of. People really like Return of the Living Dead. You see the, like the patches and the poster and all that artwork everywhere. Dan O'Bannon obviously wrote Alien. He's a hell of a strange dude, but he made this movie. He directed this movie. I think it was his first directorial effort.
Okay.
It is a weirder movie. It doesn't follow the Romero zombie rules. You can fuck them up pretty good and they still move around. You cut off their head, the head still lives, the body will still shamble about. You have to just destroy these things completely to take them offline. It is pretty wild. There's some crazy special effects. There is a very popular nude scene with Linnea Quigley where she dances on top of a on top of like a little mausoleum kind of setup.
As you do.
Yeah, there's a whole thing and there's music playing and stuff. It's one of the more famous like counterculture kind of moments in these horror movies. Going into watching this, the reason this is a rewatch for me, I wanted to watch it again is because I felt like this movie was way overhyped.
Okay.
I remember disliking the movie.
Okay.
I mean, like, this movie's stupid. People who like it are stupid, and it's way overhyped. So when I went back and watched it, I think it was a lot more successful than I remember at having scary moments and overall being really depressing.
Okay.
There's just, like, this overwhelming feeling of, like, you know, like, the characters are, like, they're all fucked. Like, very Night of the Living Dead style, where it's just like, oh, these people are fucked.
Right.
They're not living through this movie. And so I think it does a good job of being tonally very negative, and they have a lot of successes, but it's just bleak. And I like that a lot. So I think it's much better than I remember it being.
Okay.
But I still think it is overhyped. I don't think it's quite as good as, like, I think people would, like, if you got some really big fans of it in here or just people who are really into more underground horror, I guess, to an extent, sure. I think these people would push to, like, oh, it's like easy nine.
Yeah.
I think that's a bit of an overstatement.
Overshooting?
Yeah. IMDb gives it a 7.3 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes critical score, 35 critics, 91%.
Wow.
Audience score, 79%. I fall a little under everyone on this one, and I give it a 7 out of 10.
Well, you know our rule here on Tapes and Scows, and that's Max is always right.
And Tim is always right.
That's right.
Our ratings are more important than everyone else's.
That's right. That's probably why we don't have our official Rotten Tomatoes sanctioned reviews yet.
That's right. But we're going to get there.
By the way, everybody, if you like the podcast and give us a review on iTunes, that would actually really help us get Rotten Tomatoes sanctioning. I looked into it. So,
yeah, he did.
So, yeah, I mean, we've got like a handful.
Yeah, Tim did the work. Now you do the fucking work.
Yeah, do it.
Fucking shit.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to stop before I get called back in the office.
We can't do that bit again.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm too tired.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here, buddy.
Get out of here, you scumbags.